T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time for the Carl Banks Report, and it's brought to you by your local New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Kia dealer, by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. By GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance, and by Digital Ally, proud partner of MetLife Stadium, Joe's favorite stadium in the history of sports.
And the best, and again, let's be honest, the number one football stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
It is true.
Not even close.
One of one, baby.
Not even close.
Carl is out.
Nothing better than the chandeliers.
Carl is out. Swinging from the chandeliers in Sin City. How are you, Carl?
Hi, Carl.
I am good, man. What's going on?
Not too much. Not too much, Carl. You want to talk about the? You want to take your take on the Houston cheating scandal?
Yeah.
Well, I mean that's not really a big deal. I mean, you know, the integrity of the game has really been tossed on its ear, and nobody seems to really make too big of a deal about it. I mean, with the amount of people resigning. And more stuff coming out with the electronics on the jerseys and all of this other stuff. I mean, is it fair to ask for their World Series banner to be taken?
No.
Oh, come on,
don't
Carl.
Start, Carl. Don't
come
do
on.
This.
It's not, it, that's too much.
Yes. What are we, the NCAA call? Come on.
Should we take?
Really?
No, I'm just. I'm.
Of
just
course, it's too much.
Well,
of
let me,
course.
Carl. Can I ask you,
say,
you a question?
Of course, it is.
Yes.
Well, can I ask you a question then? Do you think we should take away the Patriots Super Bowl because
of
Spygate?
The Spygate, the Flategate, Gate. Come on,
Gate. That was the worst one.
Yeah,
Gate-gate.
I mean.
Yes.
I think it's an argument that can be had.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but I'm having it with you. Do you think
come
that
on,
they
Carl.
Should?
If I stand on principle and say that with what has been alleged by the Astros, if you feel that it is no less or no more than the Patriots, then I say yes, take them both.
Do you agree with all the nonsense that the NCAA does with stripping, you know, teams of wins and championships and Final Fours? You agree with all that garbage?
I have an issue with the NCAA, period.
Okay, all right.
Because the basis for some of the things they do are of their own creation.
Yes. No,
saying. I mean, so the things that they are penalizing these schools for in terms of just helping kids and things of that nature, or how kids find a way to survive, is it's of their own doing.
Did Bill Belichick ever try to spy on other teams while he was defensive coordinator and you were on
right.
his roster?
Right.
Like, because if once a cheater, always a cheater, I'd assume. So did you see any signs
yeah,
of that?
Sure.
Yes?
Yeah, he did it. Sure, all the time. You
and,
know,
and,
if we could...
Go ahead, because I'm going to throw his.
He's playing with us.
No, but I'm going to throw this at you, Carl. Let's be honest.
No, let me.
Because here's what I'm
going to
throw. Go ahead.
Let me give you guys. And listen, I'm not. I am never going to defend anything that puts the integrity of sports in jeopardy. So, but I will tell you, in terms of the gamesmanship that a lot of old-timers in baseball often speak of, too. Are we stealing signs if we're on the field and I hear a quarterback say red 30 or red 40, and we go to the sideline and we say, okay, what's going to be their hot? What's going to be their hot call? It's going to be red. The number is red. Or it's good. The letter is red or the number is 40. The 40 is going to be a draw. So you put those two things together. You got it. No different than an offense. If they put somebody in motion and they see a defense put a fist up in the air, well, their check to cover two is going to be a fist in the air. So that goes on during the course of a game. But he's never had a camera pointed at anyone's sideline, or we've never filmed anybody's practice when I was there.
Here's what I want to ask you. Maybe you don't want to answer it, and if you don't want to, I understand. But how many times do we know of, where maybe, you know, LT, and I love him, he was the greatest defensive player in the history of the game, no doubt. Well, maybe he failed the drug test and they kind of hit it. Is that never happened?
During the course of legalize testing, I can let me just say this.
Okay.
I can assume that that was possible before it was handed over to official drug testers. Because here's why I know that. Because when they instituted the new testing policies, I remember Bill Parcells saying to the team, there's nothing we can do to help you guys, meaning we can't stick you in rehab and call in an injury. If the league catches you, you're caught.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that if you wanted to handle something in-house, sure. But once the league took it over, there was no more dealing with it in-house.
But if, let's say what you threw out, Joe, happened, what does that mean? I mean, do you think that's as bad as stealing signs
or
signals?
My point is that this is something that, you know, could affect the integrity of the game. Well, if that's what we're looking at.
Does it affect the integrity of the game?
Do I think so?
I'm asking both of you.
No, I don't think it does.
Okay, do you think it would, Carl, if that happened?
What, if a team covered up a drug test?
Yeah, because I'm being honest, I'm thinking about it as you guys are talking about it, and I'm kind of mixed about it where, yeah, it's not right, but to me, stealing of signs seems worse because you're actually kind of getting an unfair advantage as opposed to skirting a drug
rule. Stealing of signs is, I think, you know, when you put the technology piece of it into getting a competitive edge instead of during the course of a game, I think that is worse, in my opinion.
Okay. No, I understand.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you even hear guys say, I'd rather play against a guy on steroids than a guy who's stealing our strategy right as it happens in real time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys, I've said that recently.
Yeah,
I think it's different for every single player, though. I mean, because I think there are some guys who, when they get the signs, it probably gives them a bigger advantage than other players, same with steroids. So I think it's one of those cases where every situation is different. And every player
with steroids, you got to have some level of skill anyway.
Right.
Well, yeah,
right.
Of course.
If you don't,
then
you're just a big, strong,
slow
player anyway.
It doesn't make you a great player. You know what I mean?
Right. What you can do in terms of getting an advantage on with pitches coming, in those types of deals, it can make you a better player. Because if you couldn't hit a curveball because you never could see it coming, if you can anticipate it, now you can get bat on the ball.
Yeah.
You know, or if you can't catch up to somebody's fastball or you can't hit a sinker or a slider, you know it's coming, you know how it's going to break, now you can hit it.
Yeah. I play baseball every Sunday. You can tell me what pitch is coming. I'm probably still not going to hit it. It's probably not going to help my average all that much.
Right.
I still hit, 180.
Right.
What is your opinion? Because you stressed, and we're talking to Carl Banks, the importance of putting together a good staff. And right now the Giants are in the process of doing it. Patrick Graham, 1 year as defensive coordinator with Miami, experience working with Joe Judge in New England, was on the Giants staff for a couple of years. Your thoughts on Patrick Graham, the new defensive coordinator?
Well, I'm gonna preface it all by saying it's a results-oriented business. So the end result will be what they put out there on the field and how the guys play. But in terms of his credentials, I think he comes from kind of the same lineage. I know he comes from the same lineage as Coach Judge. He spent a lot of time. He grew up in the Bill Belichick system. He knows, how things are operated. He knows what's expected of players and how they're supposed to play the game. And as a coordinator, if you want to look at, what they had in Miami versus what they produced, well, they didn't have a lot of talent on their defense, if any. And what you cut on the film and you see from the Miami Dolphins, and most teams will tell you this, they play hard. They just didn't have the talent to overcome their opponent. But, I mean, at some point the talent takes over when you played the Miami Dolphins. But their defense, they flew around, they played with great energy. And, they, for the most part, knew where they were supposed to be. They just weren't very talented.
How about the offensive coordinator for the Giants? Thoughts on that?
No, not really. I mean, I do have thoughts on a young coach hiring a former head coach. Make sure you get the right former head coach.
And so they don't undermine you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or that they're not campaigning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You
for your job.
Their name called.
Do
right.
you,
right.
from so, what you know,
and that is a legitimate deal because it doesn't take much for assistants' names to start getting dropped out there, and so you just got to be careful. You got to make sure you have that guy. You know, his experience is what you're leaning on, but you know, you don't want to have to be looking over your shoulder every time.
Do you get the sense Jason Garrett is a look over the shoulder kind of guy for Joe Judge?
Everything I know about Jason, he's a good person. I know Jason Garrett obviously he didn't want to be fired. So the question to Jason Garrett, if I'm asking, is can you be a great assistant coach? Mm. Are you ready to be a position guy? Can you coach my guys and not think you're a head coach?
It's weird to me, and I think I'm complimenting him when I say, because good for him, that somebody who accomplished as much as he did, because he had a good record regular season-wise, no matter what we think sure. of him as a coach, is with the Dallas Cowboys, they're well over 500, that he is so quickly ready to humble himself to take a demotion. I know he was fired, but a lot of guys wait a couple of years and they get another job. It's surprising to me. What's your thoughts on that? That this quickly, it appears he is ready to just become an offensive coordinator.
Well, okay. So there's two questions to that. Is he really humbling himself, or does he just want to keep himself out there? I think the question. Wait, let me answer
okay.
for you because you asked.
Mm-hmm.
I think the answer to that question is he does want to humble himself because,
okay.
but he does want to keep his name out there. The reason I say that is because he was already stripped of his play calling this past season.
Right.
So as a head coach, they told him, hey, you're going to coach and somebody else is going to call the plays. So I'm sure he's kind of gotten used to like, okay, well, I'll just coach and you guys can blame the guy that's calling the plays and I'll be fine with that. But I think he'll be okay. But he will continue to be a name. As sure as we're having this conversation, if something goes wrong, if there's a hiccup, there will be somebody in the hot take mafia that will suggest maybe having Jason Garrett run the game. Or if something comes out that Joe Judge didn't know X, Y, and Z, then somebody's going to say, well, I bet that's Jason Garrett leaking it because he's envious. So, I mean, listen, you get the staff that you get, you put together, and it's all about trust and it's all about one goal. If he's their choice, I think he'll be the right choice if they feel comfortable. If he's not their choice, then they weren't comfortable that he's not done being a head coach yet.
Mm. Talking to Carl Banks, of course. Carl, all right, so we actually do have two football games coming up on Sunday.
Yeah.
Your thoughts? I want to start with the Titan-Chief game because, to me, that's the fascinating contrast in styles. I mentioned this last week. It's almost like your old Giant teams against the Niner teams in the 80s. You know, the East, the West Coast offense against the smash-mouth football that you guys played. You see that? I mean, how about, because to me, it's a complete contrast in styles.
Oh, I totally see it. And the thing about it is, And this is going to transcend the analytics that will the analytics will factor into this game, but the one thing that the Tennessee Titans have going for them is they got one strong will. They've imposed their will on every team they've played, offensively and defensively. Now, will they be challenged like they've never been challenged before? With the Kansas City Chiefs, I say yes. But this game, in my opinion, will come down to who's got the strongest will. And in normal situations, I would say Kansas City's going to win this game. But the one thing I don't trust about Kansas City is their defense. I don't know if Kansas City gets punched in the mouth defensively, if they'll stand up. Now, I know offensively we've seen
sure.
they just hit turbo mode. They get punched in the mouth offensively, and they just hit turbo mode and go into, you know, video game mode and get themselves back in the game. I don't know if Kansas City's defense, as good as they've been playing, I don't know if they can take a punch and continue to take a punch.
Yeah, it's look, they have not had a great run defense all year long, and I think you got to admit, there's a part of you, Joe has admitted this, that loves what Tennessee's doing because it's bucking some of the thoughts that, you know, running the football, it's important, but is it? They've won football games by rushing for 400 yards over the last 2 weeks and throwing for a combined 150 over the last 2 weeks, which is very unorthodox. Now, they've also held the Patriots and Ravens to 25 points, which is a big factor.
Correct.
But you got to love that there is that old school success that they're having by running the football. And look, Kansas City throughout this season has had a very difficult time stopping the run. Looks like they may get Chris Jones back, which will help. But that aspect of it, you got to love that you are seeing that right now.
Well, that's the part that transcends the analytics. Just like what Kansas City did, coming down from 24 and making it look easy, that was probably the analytics guys, you know, dream come true. Because they did it textbook passing the ball, and they just carved them up. But the will of the Tennessee Titans to say, this is who we are, and we're comfortable with our identity. Mm. We're not insecure in our identity. This is how we have to win, and we do it well. And that's the part that will make people scratch their head, like, this is not supposed to be happening. That's what, you know, some of my Giants teams were. Was, now, you're not supposed to be this good because you're not doing X, Y, and Z. Well, we knew what we had to do, and we did it to perfection. We were comfortable with our identity in a game that says you're supposed to be something else. If you're comfortable with it and you can impose your will on the other team, then you're going to have success. I'm still not giving Tennessee the win because I just think the Kansas City Chiefs offense is so dangerous, but I am not counting Tennessee out. I'm not going to say this is a runaway. I'm going to say the favorite is Kansas City, but I am looking forward to seeing this game because I just love the way Tennessee has just imposed themselves on everybody that they played.
Mm. How about the fact that it's one thing that I think factors in is an intangible thing is the pressure on Kansas City. I mean, you know, they were in a championship game last year. They lose in overtime to the Patriots. They haven't been to the Super Bowl. It's the 50-year anniversary of their last Super Bowl, the only one they won against Minnesota back in the 69 season. And the fact that Andy Reid, for all his success, has only been to one Super Bowl and never won one. There's a lot of pressure on the Chiefs here. Does that factor in at all in your mind or no?
Well, it will, but I think that pressure was probably thrown away last week because that was the one game everybody thought, see, I told you Andy Reid can't win the big one. And they got themselves back in that game in no time flat and won it, running away. So that kind of dispelled the fact that when the pressure's on, they can't do anything. If they lose this game, if Kansas City loses this game, it'll be because Tennessee played it on their terms. Simple as that. And if you can get the Kansas City Chiefs as explosive as they are to play on your terms, then if you're Kansas City and you're a fan, you tip your hat because that won't be easy to do, not the way their offense moves.
We're talking to Carl Banks last week, San Francisco run the football incredibly well. One big difference between them and Tennessee, they do it with a bunch of different guys. Last week it happened to be Tevin Coleman. They didn't ask the quarterback Garoppolo to do all that much. Green Bay runs the football well, too, and they've got the magician known as Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
Two classic teams, NFC title. Give us your feel for Green Bay, San Francisco.
So that song, Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better? That's what San Francisco is to Green Bay. And as complete a team as I think Green Bay is, I just think the San Francisco 49ers, and I'm not going to say anything Aaron Rodgers can do, Garoppolo can do better.
Right.
I'm saying as a team, anything they can do, the 49ers do better. They're just better at it. Now, if it becomes a shootout, it's Aaron Rodgers' game, but it won't be that way. I just think they are two similar teams, and one guy does it better than the other one.
Hmm. It's amazing that Jimmy Garoppolo is 22-5
yep.
as a starting quarterback.
And one game
in the
away
NFL.
From the bowl.
Yes.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I mean, it's.
It really is.
You know, it's that saying my friend Wayne always says, if it ain't broke, don't break it. Well, Jimmy ain't breaking it. He's just doing exactly what they're asking him to do. And he probably has, in the last four games, maybe two turnover worthy throws. The rest of the stuff, he puts it right where it's supposed to be. Doesn't take a lot of chances.
Yeah. So you like? So basically what you're saying is you like the Niners and the Chiefs, but you think the Niners will cover the number and the Chiefs will not. Is that fair?
Well, I'm in Vegas, so I can't talk about covering numbers.
Of course you
what
can.
What are you talking about? You're in Vegas. It's legal here now, too.
I can only talk about wins and losses. I believe the 49ers will win. And I'm giving Kansas City a slight edge. Slight.
Mm. That means Tennessee.
That's exactly what I just said.
Yes, yeah. No, I'm interpreting it.
I know. You read between the lines as well.
I like it, though. That's
no,
right.
It's good.
So you're not going to go, while in Vegas, you will not partake in any activities.
You won't throw a little shekel here at air call?
Well, no. I think it's illegal in the job that I currently hold, so I can't do it.
Okay.
Oh, is that right?
I won't put my name on the application.
That's smart.
Well, let me ask you. No, I didn't know that. So if you are a broadcaster of an NFL team, you cannot bet games?
Nope, cannot do it.
Do you have to sign a waiver on that or something like that?
Say it again?
Do you have to sign a waiver or something for that?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
You do?
Sent it to every team, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We had it.
Interesting.
We had to sign it, and
I didn't know that.
But
so
you're
not allowed to participate.
You know what you can participate in, though? You could play blackjack. You could play poker. You could play roulette. Yeah. You could do all that stuff.
Can I ask this question, too?
This is true.
But that would not preclude you from playing fantasy football, all right?
No, I don't play fantasy.
No, but I'm saying, but you could, even though you're a broadcaster for a specific team.
Correct.
Okay.
It's a great follow-up, Joe. Yeah. You're a hard-hitting journalist. That's true.
No, but that just shows the hypocrisy
right.
of the NFL.
You're
it's hypocrisy.
No, that's
what it is.
I'm glad you asked that question.
That's
a good question.
That's why I threw it in there.
Carl, enjoy Vegas.
Carl,
we always love talking to you.
You're going to be with us on Monday. We're not even going to be here Monday, Carl. So.
Well,
no.
Sort of we will be.
Well, sort of, but, you know, we're not long. Actually, he'll be home. I'll be home. All of that. But we'll be doing the show.
We'll be on for some period.
Not for a long time, but yes.
Yes.
All right.
We'll talk to you next week, though, Carl.
Thanks, man.
Carl Banks talked a little about these playoff games, gave us the keys to the playoff games.
I learned something I didn't know.
That you cannot.
That if you are a broadcaster of a team, you cannot legal. You cannot. You could lose your job if you bet on games.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. But you could play fantasy football.
Right, of course, you can do that.
Which is, of course, completely different.
Of course, completely different.
Completely. Nothing alike.
Nothing.
He did give us the keys to the playoff games. They were brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to see what it means to give it everything.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.